Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Picture Book Look podcast. I'm Kim Chafee.
And I'm Kirsty Call. Together, we'll share some of our favorite picture books and chat with their creators to explore the journey from story idea to bookshelf.
We'd love you to join us as we take a picture book look. Feeling stuck in your creative journey? Needing to change your narrative? Everything you want is possible.
As a therapist-trained life coach for creatives, I'm excited to help authors like you create clarity and build self-confidence so you can achieve your dreams.
Kirsty can help you get the drama out of your life and into your art. Visit kirstincall.com. That's KirstinCall.com and register for a free consultation today.
Hooray! I can't wait for us to work together to get you where you want to be. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kirsty.
I'm going bananas.
Go, bananas. Go, go, bananas. Peel, bananas. Peel, peel, bananas.
Oh, my goodness. How many more verses are there?
Well, there's eat bananas, share bananas, then there's another round of go bananas.
Oh, goodness. Wow. That is a lot of banana.
Definitely is a lot of banana. Yeah.
It would be completely perfect for Carrie Tillotson's and Estrella Lorenzo's book, Counting to Bananas. It's punny, clever, and our kind of hilarious.
It totally is. We're excited to chat with Carrie, Estrella, their editor, Cheryl Ising, and art director, Elise Lee. Let's talk. Carrie, we're going to start with you. This book is a really fresh take on a counting story. Can you share with us the inspiration for the book?
The inspiration came from overhearing a conversation between my son and his swim instructor. So he was at swim class, if this was probably 5 years ago now, and every class they had to do a skill called a starfish float, where they would like lay on their back, arms and feet out. And they had to do it for 10 seconds. So the instructor would count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, bananas. And he would just go hysterical every single time.
That's so fun.
It was so fun. And at one time he was kind of giving her a hard time about not counting to 10. And she goes, "What? Don't you like my counting to bananas?" And I was like, "Oh, that's a picture book title." I had no idea like what it was about, but I just wrote it down. And then it took about a year for me to even come back to the idea. But that's where it all came from.
I love it.
That's so great. I love that.
Cheryl, what was it about this story that made you want to acquire it?
I mean, immediately, it was just so hilarious. It already came to life so much just reading it on a page with just text. And that immediately made me feel like, oh, there's really something here. Because I could already sort of picture a book in my head. And it just, it was full of so many, it was a gold mine of hooks. It had counting, fruit, animals, breaking the fourth wall. It just did so many things so seamlessly. And I immediately was like, wait, this person's a debut author? Like, I just immediately thought, wow, this is pretty seasoned. Like, this is really a lot of talent here. And yeah, I was just immediately struck by how seamlessly Carrie, you know, weaved all of these things together.
Love it.
It really is a lot of hooks. You're absolutely right.
And so much fun.
All of those hooks would make something cumbersome, but it doesn't. It works all really well together.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really great. Okay. So you have this great manuscript. Elise, can you share with us, what's the illustrator selection process like?
Yeah, sure. We work very collaboratively together. So whether it's the ideas come from editor and designer. So we'll come together. If there's like a backup editor or if a backup designer on it, we all kind of chip in a few illustrators and then discuss and then come up with a short list and present it to the author. And when Australia came up, and, you know, she'll discuss with Carrie, just felt like she was the right person. And boy, did it just elevated. I mean, Carrie's manuscript alone was hilarious, but with Australia, they were born to work together because the humor. Yeah. I mean, like the bananas, we were like laughing every single spread. It was like a dream, like team coming together for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So Estrella, what made you want to say yes to working on this project?
Just the obvious. I mean, when I read the manuscript, I was so happy because it was already so funny, like Cheryl said. And then I thought, yes, I do want to draw a banana full of personality, and that just interrupts the narrator. Yeah, that's all me. And then I was just thinking, there's so much possibilities of little stories between the characters, you know, the animals and fruits and banana. So I was like, yeah, I'm totally in. It was very easy. Very easy, yes.
Very quick decision.
Yeah, very
That's
quick.
Nice.
Makes sense.
Carrie, there's so much humor in the way that you've crafted this text. Can you share with us what your writing process was like for it?
Sure. So since it started with the title, I had no idea what it was about. And I thought, I just know I need to write this book. And I started doing like a free write. And I was just writing like just random stuff. It starts out counting to bananas, fruit, different kinds of fruit, monkeys counting bananas, banana and banana bread. It's like, I'm rambling for like a page and a half. And then finally I got to one part where I was like, I'm starting to run out of ideas. And then I got to counting different kinds of fruit, or counting oranges and bananas. And then I just like popped out into this rhyming, like fruit counting thing. And like one of the first stanzas is pretty close to what is in the book today. It goes one orange, two prunes, three plums, four goons. Because I was like, well, shoot, what rhymes with prunes? I don't know. There's no other fruit, so I got to put something else there. And then I have this character that says goons. I thought we were in a counting to bananas book. And then my side note says, who is this character? And so I think from there, it kind of flowed and became, the banana was the character. Because obviously, if you're counting to bananas, you have to feature a banana. And it really flowed pretty well from there. Of course, there were lots of revisions and critique partners. And for me, it really was just basically writing to make myself laugh.
I love that.
Love it.
I love hearing your thought process too. And that you wrote that down.
I know. Yeah. I love the stream of consciousness.
That's a lot of how I write in general. I'm stream of consciousness for ideas, and then I'm a list maker. So like for writing this, I basically started writing all the different fruits I could think of, and then all the different animals that could rhyme with each fruit. And that's how I figured out like where to place what. And so I don't tend to write just like from beginning to end. I'm very like piecemeal.
Cheryl, what was the editing process like for this story?
There wasn't that much work for me, to be honest. Carrie was very, very good at incorporating any notes and anything I brought up. It was more just like making sure each joke landed like perfectly and the rhythm was really perfect, which it already almost was when it got on my desk. And so it was just a lot of me and Carrie going back and forth, like, would this be funnier? Do we like this? What word rhymes with this? And like, you know, just going back and forth like that. But it was not a lot of work on my part, to be honest.
So great. Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And Elise, we're going to ask you the next question. Can you give us a look into what the art direction was like for the book? And what were some of the notes that you had for Estrella before she moved to final art?
I mean, in the same way, I think Cheryl could probably agree that the art the sketches were like pretty much nailed from the get-go. So I was just looking back again. I'm like, I don't remember really giving much direction. I looked back at the sketches. I'm like, well, she pretty much nailed it from the beginning. But similar to what Cheryl was saying, there were some spreads, I think, near the end where we thought, would this joke land harder if, you know, the placement was, if the composition was slightly shifted, or if the text, one bit of the narrator text came before or after, and just very, very slight things. But in terms of the pagination and the overall kind of conceptual beat of Carrie's text with Estrella's, I mean, multiple jokes upon jokes layered inside the art was just so well done. Yeah, really. I mean, this was such an easy and fun book to work on. So, I mean, Estrella didn't need much direction at all.
Well, that's Estrella, great. We have been gushing about your art. Kim and I were talking about how everybody's going to fall in love with this story as they read it. The text and the art work so well together. Banana is so darling. There's so much energy to your art on each page. Can you share a little bit about your illustration process for this story?
For my illustration process, I start by, I actually need to find the character. And this is such a character-driven story that I really needed to see the character visually before I would do anything else. So I went with the character design. And I know if I fall in love with the character, then it makes the whole process really fun. So I had to find what's the personality, you know, what's the main actions in the story, and that's what's going to dictate the character design. And then I always want, you know, children to be able to draw the character. So I was trying to make it appealing enough for children to be able to pick up a pencil if they want to and draw the crazy banana, because...
Oh, I love that. That's such a great idea.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and my mom is in love with the banana.
We all are.
Yeah, she's always asking, what kind of trouble is she going to be now, or he's going to be now? So then I showed the banana to the team, and it was a really nice feedback. So they're like, so there was a bit of art direction. They're like, oh, this one works better. So we kind of just nailed it to a design. And once that was settled, I was like, right, now I can start the thumbnails. And the thumbnails is the fastest, but also the hardest and more fun part of the process, because I have to think, you know, about page turns, about story pace, about the little mini stories that I can maybe incorporate just a little joke here and there without, you know, damaging the story. And then I have to make it all into a 32 page book. So the thumbnails is the big part of the job, but it's after that, when the team is happy with the thumbnails and the retakes are done, then it's the part that I just put my headphones on and just sketch line work, flat colors, and final art with retakes in the middle. But yeah, that's the easy part then.
The emotion on each of the characters, I mean, all the fruit and the animals' faces, I think just take the humor to another level. It really is so fun to read.
I really did really laugh on every spread. That is the mark of a good, really funny picture book. You know, if you can laugh over and over again.
Definitely.
So much fun.
Well, we have one last question. And Elise, we're going to start with you. When someone reads this book, what do you hope they feel or learn?
What I love about this is like to keep, I think especially during the pandemic, to kind of keep the humor alive, because like it's also stay flexible and like laugh at yourself, because I think part of the reason why we laugh at this is because we can see ourselves in Banana. And like, you know, and as you age, which is what's great, good about books like this, as you age, you can keep looking back, and like as your child ages, they can look back and, you know, kind of say like, oh, right, like I am like this in a deeper way. So I think even something silly like this can actually have a lasting set of like good positive lessons.
Yeah, that's so true.
Definitely.
What about you, Cheryl? When someone reads this book, what do you hope they feel or learn?
I am just always about having fun while you're reading. I think that's how you create lifelong readers. And I think this is just one of those books that does that so perfectly. You
so have true.
Such a good time. And you get a little bit of math in there. You can count along with Banana, which is something that not a lot of picture books can say that they do. So I hope that readers enjoy it and want to pick up another book afterwards.
That's beautiful.
Definitely. Estrella, how about you? When someone reads this book, what do you hope they feel or learn?
I hope they laugh. I hope it's a fun time to read. And I really hope they do crazy voices, because I think this book deserves crazy voices.
I agree.
They're my
favorite. Definitely.
What about you, Carrie? When someone reads Coming to Bananas, what do you hope they feel or learn?
For me, it all comes back to that interaction between my son and his swim instructor and how he was just so surprised by her and had so much laughter and delight. And that's really the essence of what I wanted to capture in this book, was just surprise and delight and having fun.
Thank you to Carrie, Estrella, Cheryl, and Elise for joining us today and giving us a look into the creative process for Counting to Bananas. Check out the show notes to learn more about Carrie and Estrella and their other fabulous work. Don't forget to follow the podcast so you won't miss an episode, and we would love it if you would leave a review. Thanks for listening, and happy looking! Picture Book Look is produced by Kirsty Call and Kim Chafee. Music by James Call.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.